I say, excuse me, Dr. Butler, Dr. Meister.
Yes.
I'm just going to refer to you as doctor.
Good.
Like
thank
we
you.
All should. All, yeah, any and all time. Doctors.
Any. No. Is there something you want to say, Sarah? Episode 479.
You know, just how upset I am about that freaking thing that was written in the, what is it, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, the op-ed.
Wow.
What the fuck with that guy?
What? I mean, tell me your feelings when you saw that, Seuss.
Well, so there was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal.
Doctor, sorry.
By this douchebag who began, I think it began the article with like, Dr. Biden, Mrs. Biden, Jill, kiddo.
Oh.
He called her kiddo.
That was, I mean, I couldn't. I thought that it was a joke.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, with the two hyphen thing, like with the pause. So I didn't know that you can get so much condescension in so in the first line of a article. Like,
yeah,
that's just impressive.
And he wanted Jill Biden to refrain from using her Doctor of Education title. From what I can tell, because he was a professor at Northwestern for 30 years, he is not a PhD or any kind of doctor. And
only a BA.
He had been given an honorific, so he was doctor, you know, an honored, whatever they call that. He's like, when someone calls me doctor, I correct them. Well, yeah, because you're not a doctor.
Yeah, because you're honorary.
Right.
Oh, God.
And so he doesn't feel like she should be able to use the title that she actually did earn.
Oh, God.
That was a real head scratcher for me. Besides the fact that she has a vagina, so we have to diminish ourselves all the time.
I mean, I can feel myself actually.
Your blood pressure.
Like, yes, I'm checking it right now. It's not. I mean, what is he? Here's my thing.
Yeah.
What was he trying
That's
to
right.
do?
I don't get it.
Like, do you think that, like, what did he think was going to come from this? That she was going to read this and be like, oh, you're right. Forgive me.
Right. Obviously, he didn't expect that result. So he must have just wanted to have the dialogue, cultural dialogue, about whether or not a doctor of education is a doctor or a PhD is a doctor.
I, like, have it in front of me right now, and, like...
You're seething?
I am. It, like, as for your ED, like, educational doctorate, Madam First Lady, hard-earned though it may have been, this line, oh, my God, I'm gonna actually, like, blow fire out of my ears right now.
Yeah.
Please consider stowing it.
Mm-hmm.
At least in public, at least for now. Oh my God, I'm actually sick. I did not think, like, I was like, I'm going to just talk about this because we have to, but I did not think that I was going to get
what
this,
was the,
like.
What was his reason for why she should? I don't get that. I didn't read it because I don't want to give him any more air.
Neither did I until I just pulled it up now to, I mean, I like read the beginning and I read the end because I can't, I don't want to. Same thing.
I know. We really shouldn't even be talking about it because I hate, like, that we're doing the thing that he wanted, which is kind of giving him a pedestal. And
Is it a pedestal or is it like
a spotlight for sure?
Yeah, but like, this is the thing that he's going to go down as.
Yeah, right.
You know,
this is his claim to fame.
This is his client, so it feels like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I loved Michelle Obama's comment about it, where she said, you know, we ought not take the weakness of criticism, and we should have the strength of, I forget the word that she used, but just, you know, you know, giving accolades to people who've accomplished something, especially women.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
And
I really liked, oh my gosh, I don't even know what her name is, but Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter.
Oh, okay.
She said, you know, my father didn't have a medical doctorate.
Right.
And he changed, like, many lives, or, you know, but I can't remember the exact mm-hmm. quote.
Yeah, and he's, this
like
guy
a tweet
said,
and I was like, yeah, okay.
The op-ed said, you shouldn't call yourself a doctor unless you've delivered a baby.
Oh, that was it. That's the, oh my God. That's the hilarious part, because she has.
Yeah, she has.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's Susie. Disgusting. I mean, it's repugnant. Susie. It really is.
I can't tell you how often I reply to people with just a link to our Can It sweatshirt.
You do?
Oh my God, I did it to Jemmy the other day because Jemmy was on Twitter, and I mean, I love her. She is the fucking greatest. She is like, she's just so fun. And some idiot had the audacity to comment on things that he cannot comment on. Uh-huh. And she was like, you know, I let this get to me for a little bit. And then I was like, fuck this guy. And I was like, yeah, this is exactly why we made this sweatshirt and sent her the link.
Yeah. Can
so I was like, this fucking Can It. Everybody Can It. You don't get to talk. Everybody right. like live your own lives. Stop shooting all over the place. If the sentence is going to start with you or could start with you should, you're yeah. about to do, stop saying it.
Stop it.
Just stop it.
Right. It is gross. And this is what white men often do, is that it doesn't matter that you earned something. You don't deserve to crow about it or even to acknowledge it publicly. That's what this guy's saying. She shouldn't acknowledge her doctorate publicly.
She should stow it.
To somehow soften the blow on this mediocre white guy.
Like, what is the fear here? That she's going to outshine her husband, the fucking president?
Oh, you think?
Like, I can remember a time when I was getting letters behind my name. And people in my life felt I could feel like a little bit of like a, oh, you have this? Well, maybe I should go to school for this.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of competition with that.
Yeah.
So I think that might be like a idea that the woman shouldn't hold a higher title than the man.
Yeah, like they, oh, okay, I getcha. Yeah, they try to undermine your accomplishment if it in any way threatens their dominance.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we'll push back, and you can call me Dr. Meister.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay. As we were saying.
Yeah. I was okay. Things we're mad at.
Things we're
you know,
mad
just
at.
Like white men.
Well, yeah.
I don't have a lot of stories this week about things that I'm like frustrated with outside of that. You
That's
know,
great.
In my real life, knock on wood, my apartment, no leaks, no nothing.
The bar know? Is so low. You're like, it didn't flood yes. this week.
Yeah. I did have an experience at the dog park where Bo was like, we saw these like this guy coming over with his a labradoodle.
Yeah.
So I see him walking like towards the park area, and like I was about to go home with Bo, and I'm like, oh no, then come on, Bo, like they're coming, let's go to the park. And I was like, talk out loud to Bo. And so we go in the park and we're sitting and waiting, and Bo's like excited for the other dogs to get there. And so like this guy lets his dog off the leash. Now this dog's running around outside of the dog park.
Oh no.
Right. Then his right. two buddies come up with their two labradoodles, so it's like a thing now. And these are like guys who like look like they're like designers for some clothing label. They're like too cool.
Okay.
And none of them are wearing masks.
Oh no.
So we don't like them. And then they come up, then another guy joins, and he brings his big dog. He's got like this big, and this is not against this breed. This just happens to be the kind of breed it was. This big pit bull, and it's like a male in the group. And you could tell this guy was a little hesitant to take the dog off leash. Mind you, I am inside a dog park.
Right.
They are 15 feet away from the entrance to the dog park, hanging out, chit-chatting. Two of the guys have their dogs off the leash, and they're running around like crazy. Bo's looking like there's a party she wasn't invited to. I feel so sad for her. Then this big dog comes over, and you could tell the guy was like, oh, I shouldn't really take him off the leash. And then the guy was like, I don't know, felt peer pressured by his other buddies, takes this dog off the leash. Immediately, the dog runs over to the gate, starts lunging at Bo through the gate. Oh. And the guy runs over, is like, oh, sorry, 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 puts it on the leash. Then I look like it is now. We'll put the dogs on the leash. We'll move over. Now I'm standing by the gate with giving all my body language of, hey, I'd like to leave the dog park now.
Right.
But since your dog just lunged at my dog, do you think maybe you can move out of the way of the entrance? Like for not just social distancing reasons, but also because your dog just like.
Scram, beat it. Yeah.
Beat it. And so they all just hung out there. I couldn't even believe it. And like the energy that I had to get into it with these guys. And I just knew if I opened up like the, can you please move? It would be like, and another thing, where are your masks? And da, 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 da. Okay. And I was just like, I do not have the energy for this. So that was the only thing this week that really pissed me off. And I had to like really, you know, think about that.
You didn't like try to use the old damsel in distress routine, like, can you help me?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God, no. With these guys, I have guys like this, I have the opposite. Like I want to make them feel like idiots.
I know. I wish I had that. I need that more.
Like I like it's like I'd like to like emasculate them and then them like it's like the guy I called out for not picking up his dog shit.
Yes, I recall.
I was like, "Hey, buddy. What are we going to do about that, huh?" And then when he's like, "Where do I put it?" I don't know, the fucking trash can?
Okay, but
oh my God.
Why don't you, how do you have the courage to do that? Because I don't have that. Like with men in particular.
Well, I will say the mask really helps.
Oh, it's like your power move. Okay.
Yeah, it's been.
You feel invincible.
I do for something like that. I don't know why. So that helps. And then also, if it feel like. If it feels like injustice in some way, where like they're not following rules that are for everybody else, or like they think that they can get away with something, I don't like that shit.
No, I think it's good that you're like that.
Yeah,
you don't take prisoners.
Sometimes I wish I did it more, but you know,
I think you're like, doing just enough.
Yeah. Well, it's like that lady at IKEA who was like, you should just cut the line. And I'm like, well, I'm going to have to tell her real loud why that's a bad idea and you shouldn't do that. Make her
I kind of was on her side about that.
I know. I'm annoyed.
Because
golly.
I always have to think, like, who am I really mad at? The person that cuts the line or the fact that that's an actually effective way to beat the system? Like, it shouldn't even be IKEA's. Anytime the cashier engages someone that cuts the line, I think, well, I guess they did the right thing.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I don't mean to make the starts of these episodes shit Sarah's pissed off about, but another thing.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
What happened?
Susan, I went in to, so I had ordered an online order from Zara. And I ordered pants in two sizes. One size didn't fit, so I return it like you do. Because that's what you have to do since you can't try anything on these days and we're living in a freaking weird
hellscape.
World. Okay, yep. So I go to return the pants. Now, all of LA is on lockdown. Like, we don't go anywhere. You don't do anything. That's it. And I go in there. It's been like 62 days. They are very strict on the return policy. And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't take these back. It's been longer than that. I'm like, in this situation,
you're
not going to? Okay, so that's fine. I like go, and I'm like going to go walk out. And out of the corner of my eye, I catch the most beautiful wool camel colored long trench coat. It is so gorgeous.
Okay.
The tag on it says $69.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my God, that cannot be right. That is so gorgeous. I pick it up. I go to like, you know, almost try it on. The woman's like, oh, you can't try it on. But because I picked it up, I'm like, okay, fine. I get it. I picked it up and I took it, you know, out of the way of the one that was behind it. I saw the price tag on the one behind it and it said $219. And I was like, oh, $219. This one says 69. Tagging error in my favor.
Yeah.
So I go to take it up to her and I go, you know, I would like to, just, you know, if this one's marked at 219 and this one's marked at 69, can I get this one? And she was like, oh no, we have to check the price on that. Grabs it out of my hand, scans the price and goes, no, it's 220 or 219 or whatever.
No.
That's not fair. I should have got that for $69.
I wouldn't have even asked.
I know that was my bad.
Yeah.
That was the one thing I did wrong.
Yeah.
I should have just gone up to the front. Oh, motherfucker. I should have just done that. I would have made a penny off of just flipping that.
Right.
It was so beautiful. Ugh. So then I like looked up, can you return things or not return, but, do stores have to give you the price marked?
Yeah. Right.
They do not.
What?
I looked it up. It only counts as like false advertising or like grocery stores have to do that. Or if they advertise that they do that,
right,
then they have to. But, it says that it's only like lawful if there's intention to deceive.
Wow.
Not if it's, I know. I was like, damn it. Working freaking retail forever. And I've always been like,
me
oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't care because I'm not the
yeah.
I'm not Nordstrom. I'm not Zara. I don't give a crap if this person gets like an extra whatever off and I'm getting paid the same price. I'm like, I wanted to say to these women, like, are they paying you enough to care this much about this price difference?
Yeah, right. Come on now.
But
she
like,
just hated you.
I was like,
you.
I can't. She did. I was like, everybody in there, it was one of those days where I felt like everybody in the world was pissed off.
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Do you ever have,
yeah,
like, where I was like, oh, my God. And I even had clients that were like, today's like a
yeah, sometimes
weird
the
day.
Energy
and I'm like,
of
yep,
the world. Mm-hmm.
I know it. And I had to go check it. I was like, is there a full moon? And there wasn't. It was like half. Because I was like, people are acting real, real weird. And I was like putting out good vibes into the universe.
Aww,
and everybody was giving
Sarah
me back bad vibes. And I was like, is this the universe testing me?
Oh, but, that's awful. Mm.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So absolutely none of those were things that I wanted to talk
right,
about
okay,
with you today.
Onward.
But I have such fun stories for you.
Okay,
they're
great.
Things that like, so do you want to hear about, well, I think they're fun. You know how we are. Do you want to hear about this week in things that other countries are totally doing right?
Okay.
An update to an amazing story. Well, I'm totally I'm not even overselling it, but I'm totally like,
do that
pitching
one.
This one. Yes. Oh my God. I'm so excited. Okay. this was an article. When I opened this up, I was like, this felt like the podcast gods gifting me a wonderful little like present in a bow for Christmas.
Oh my God. Can't wait.
And I can't even say podcast gods because shout out to Francesca. Oh gosh, it's playing. Hang on. A video's playing. shout out to Brain Candy Brainiac Francesca who sent me this update.
Okay. Fantastic.
So you remember the story that you shared about the Rocky Mountain treasure chest.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what? We identified the person who found it.
I saw that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Tell me.
It is like all in a bow and wrapped up in closure.
Yes, because we did need it. Because I kept revisiting that story where an author had buried or hid a chest of jewels and coins and things and gave a poem to his readers to like lead them to where it was. But people were trying for years and dying even to find it, literally dying.
Yes, five people died.
I mean, that's kind of horrific. But
so
then they said they found the treasure, but they weren't going to say who it was because the person wanted to be anonymous. Yes. And I was like, that's a little weird. And then the author dies like a few months later. So it felt like, what? This doesn't make sense. So go ahead. Sorry.
Like, exactly. No, I love it. I love that, like, because that's what I got so excited about. Because, hello, when do you get updates? And what were you saying?
Didn't you think, like, when we covered it initially, it did sound a little bit far-fetched that this had been going over 10 years, people had died, then all of a sudden it was found.
I couldn't believe it.
The author dies.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I couldn't. I was like, that is too, you know, it seemed a little bit like the monoliths. Oh,
yes.
They just happened to show up, and we just happened to find it. And, like, you find one, and then you magically see another.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, these dates are a little too, like, coincidental.
Yes.
No. This was just the poetry of the universe, kind of, like.
Oh, that's a beautiful phrase.
Like
that. I like that.
I just, like, came up with
that's
that.
Really,
you know what made
lovely.
Me think of that? Was that my grandma died on the morning of her 99th birthday.
Oh.
And it felt like poetry of the universe.
That's
where she
beautiful.
Was like, and her birthday's 3.14, and there's something about 999 is like,
oh,
this
God.
Not re- like,
she's
I
like
don't know.
In, yeah. She's like
right?
fucking Nostradamus or something.
I know. Come, it was like way. And the last thing she said to me was like, look for me in the bird. She said
yeah.
to my mom was look for
and
me in the birds.
And then
the birds
bird
show
came.
Up. Right. Right. Come on. So, and then, I mean, come on. And then, like, the universe gives me Ren as my,
oh my
amazing
God.
Partner, who is a bird. Come on.
Sarah.
I know.
Why
so
have
I love
you been
that.
Not talking about that?
Well, I thought I did when we first got together.
Maybe you did, but I didn't absorb it. That is amazing.
Yeah. And isn't that cute?
Yes.
I know. It's like the sweetest thing. And I have like bird. I have like a blackbird tattooed on me.
Oh, God.
And like
this
I have
incredible.
The lyrics from the Blackbird by the Beatles on my back. And I got both of those before my grandma said that and before, you
I
know,
think
she said.
We just figured out the meaning of life. I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. On episode, what is this?
Yeah, 479. We figured it
479?
Out.
479? It took 479 episodes to figure out the meaning of life. It's close enough to that 10,000 hour rule.
That's hilarious. Okay, carry on.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. So this article, it was in ABC News, and it was great because it gave me a lot of the details that, like, I didn't have before, or, like, you know, didn't bother looking up.
Yeah.
So the author of the poem was a wealthy New Mexico antiquities dealer whose name was Forrest Fenn. And I didn't know that. He was like an antiquities dealer because I was wondering,
how the hell did he
get all this money?
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's what he's doing, like, you know, being all like an antiques dealer in New Mexico, then okay. It's like more
it's
than $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
Plausible.
Mm-hmm.
And so it also gave me info on the poem and what the poem said.
Okay.
So the which part do I want to tell you first? There's so many exciting things. So the treasure was found by this guy who's from Michigan, mm-hmm. who's the exact kind of person that we would want to find it. So I feel, you know, his name's Jonathan or Jack Stoof, and he is a writer. And he's a graduate from Georgetown University, and he worked for The Onion and then later freelanced for BuzzFeed before enrolling in medical school. So he's like a nerdy guy, and he's like a writer. And then he's got to have a sense of humor because he worked for The Onion. So he seems like that's who I would want. Somebody who's like, I don't know.
Right. Cool and
a writer type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said he thought about it every single day for at least a couple of hours a day.
I can see that.
So he did the smartest thing in finding the treasure. Rather than, like, and maybe a lot of people did this, but rather than thinking about where it was from the poem, he studied his life, mm-hmm. the author's life.
Yeah.
And he read his, I think it was like a memoir mm-hmm. or, and in the memoir, which was called The Thrill of the Chase, he just learned everything about this guy. And he learned that he wanted to be buried in Wyoming, and he wrote about it yeah. in like where he wished to die. Mm-hmm. And so the poem says, I think the poem begins with, "Begin it where the warm waters halt." And I think that's like a code of where I want to go when I die, mm-hmm. where the warm waters halt. "And take it in the canyon down, not far, but too far to walk. Put it below the home of brown," the poem began. And so it ended up being a place in, yeah, this place in Wyoming. And he found it. And he said that the primary emotion that he experienced when he found it wasn't this joy or happiness, but this profound feeling of relief.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Think about if you just lose $20 in your house and you just had it, and that yeah. feeling of like, where is it? And
yeah.
how that bothers you. So imagine if you knew there was a $2 million whatever treasure.
Oh, yeah.
Just sitting somewhere. And a lot of people became obsessed, and there were these chat rooms and forums and stuff where they would compare notes. And evidently in the poem, if you could figure it out, he did include the GPS coordinates, but he did it in such, the author did it in such a way that it, people were trying that, but then they got tripped up because it wasn't in the order they thought. But now they know, because other people have figured out where they it was buried, even though the finder never revealed where it was specifically.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I thought the onion thing was like, this could still be a hoax.
Oh, no.
You know, well, just it gave me a little, because it's kind of fun to imagine it's a little like there might be more to the story. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, he did work for the onion.
Oh, is it fun or is it like
torture?
Oh, there's a little, yes, because now it's like, you know those ribbons where if you pull on one end, it just keeps unraveling yeah. the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's like you tied my present with a pretty bow and then there's one little string hanging off the end of that ribbon, but like... Oh, God, don't pull it.
No, I do think he legitimately found it, but I do look kind of like that maybe there's more to the story.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. But I don't understand how or why he would have to not be anonymous. Like, it was a court order.
That's right, because he said he didn't want people to know.
That's the part that makes me think it can't. It's probably not a hoax, because mm-hmm. why would the court, like, you know... He said that that there were like that the author had endured stalkers, death threats, home yeah. invasions, lawsuits, potential kidnappings, all with like related to the treasure, and he didn't want those things to happen to his family.
In the forums, some women claimed that when they like reached out to the author to like kind of say hello and mm-hmm. maybe get a hint, that the author would ask them for nudes. Like, this was an allegation. I don't know if it's true.
Oh, my God. Let me look at this guy's picture.
Well, in the meantime...
I could get that vibe.
One thing that will help prevent you from being nude is your lovely third love bra, which you could probably get in the
God.
Color nude.
Yes.
These third love bras make wearing a bra bearable, because for me, otherwise it is not. They have memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a scratch-free band. They have... sizes from AA all the way up to I, including half cups and bands from 30 to 40. What I'm trying to say is they have your size.
And you know what else I love? They have nude bras, not just in one color nude, because we are not all the same color nude.
Right. That's right. They have a whole spectrum.
Yes.
And they're
beautiful,
God, so beautiful and comfortable, and they will give you comfort and support. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone, so right now they're offering our listeners 10% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/brain now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/brain for 10% off today.
Dang, and they have sales too? I'm re-upping.
Go, yeah. Do it. It's time. Okay. So.
Yes. So that is the first exciting story that I have to tell you about. Now you get to choose between Do you want to know, again, about, how about this? One country that is doing things right, or one country where it's like, okay, put that on the list of why we should never go there.
Oh my God, that one.
Okay. Explain this to me. First of all, I'm going to send you a photo, and then you could just react to it. Okay. And that is the best.
Okay.
So, let's see. Susie, what do you think about that?
Let me see. The anticipation. Sarah sent me a horrific night. Oh, fuck. Oh,
yeah.
God. This
yeah.
picture of this spider that shouldn't even be called a spider because that is like a small dog.
It is called a huntsman spider.
Oh,
and
God,
in Australia, that is, you know, hang out. And this motherfucking family decided that they would live, let this spider live with them.
Why?
And it just, it's been living with them for a whole year.
Stop. No.
What? They said that they've been watching it grow.
Why don't they let it go outside or donate it to the zoo or something?
How big would you say that is? These are just common spiders. Oh my gosh, it did say in this. It okay.
If you did from leg to leg, it's probably over a foot. Like
oh, for sure.
14 inches.
Just the body itself is over 6 inches. And this is oh, there's so much gross things. First of all, what? Why are they? Why are? Why would you be like? Okay, there's so many things in this article that I have to like go over with you. So many follow-up questions. So in this article, he does it give the name this guy Jake. I don't even know what his last name is. Jake, freaking crazy out of his goddamn mind, is what his last name is. He just said, you know, huntsman spiders like they've always been like around in our house, and we're tolerate them because they eat cockroaches, and so we don't have to use any toxic chemicals to kill pests.
Oh,
well, I don't
great.
Know. I feel like I need some toxic chemicals to get rid of that spider. but then it goes on to say, we named, like, he says this, like, we're, like, not going to have a, like, excuse me? What?
Yeah.
He says, we named the spider Charlotte in order to calm our son Jack and daughter Bella and their apprehension about having a spider live with them.
No.
If your son and daughter are like, I'd like to not live with that thing
Absolutely.
That's half the size of me, maybe you should not have it. And so they said they spotted her about 12 months ago, and then she like would pop up. And one of the most exciting moments was when they saw her eating a Asian house gecko.
Oh, no.
And they eat things as big as baby possums. I am not okay with this.
Like, I don't, do they not bite? Is that what the thing is?
Well, guess what they do? They produce venom, and they just say that somebody who was a spider specialist was quoted in this article, and it said that called a Banded Huntsman spider or Sydney Huntsman, which makes me think that they live in Sydney, which makes me not want to go to Sydney very much. And like, you're gonna have to really sell me on the beaches there to be like okay with spiders that size, dinner plates for real.
Yeah,
and they produce venom. But they don't use it on humans. They're unlikely to use it on humans because they tend to be like scaredy cats. They run away. And were to bite you, the effects, I guess, are mild. But I don't want to be in a situation. Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
No.
In fact, it actually said in the article, this is what part I thought was hilarious, that the main reason like that this spider would cause you harm and the main reason it has caused harm is people reacting to the spider being on them by doing something reckless. Like freaking out and driving a car into a lake.
Well, yeah.
That happened once. Yep.
I would.
So, yep, me too. It said like, when a man, when driving in 2016, the spider touched his arm and he drove off of the. That's like one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah.
That I will be driving and something will like be crawling on
what
me.
Do you
like,
fear?
Have you ever
what
seen?
What do you think will crawl on you? Like a snake or something?
No, a snake, because I, like, wouldn't see how a snake would get into my car. But, like, a spider, like... And you know what? I feel like maybe this is all women with hair, but and men, if you have longer hair. But if my curly hair like sneaks up and touches me in a weird way. Huh. I'm like,
Did you say,
the fuck out of here?
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, and I'm driving. I don't know. It freaks me out.
Yeah, that's scary. I've had like a bee get in the car. You ever have that when you're driving?
Oh my God. Like straight up on, what's that movie? fat guy in a tiny coat. Little jacket.
Tommy Boy.
With the bees. Isn't it Tommy Boy? He gets pulled over and he's like driving crazy and there was a bee.
Oh my God. That was a deer. A dead deer.
I swear that there was. Is that a movie? Tommy Boy. I'm going to Google it.
Because remember when they're in the front seat and Tommy says to David Spade, like, he's like being a jackass. And then David Spade goes, see that thing back there? It's not a something. It's a dead, rotting deer carcass.
Uh huh. Yes. There's also a scene with bees.
Is there?
We're both right.
They've had a lot of mishaps, Tommy and his brother.
Oh my God. Once when I was in Las Vegas and I went to a hypnotist show.
Yeah.
And I got called up on stage. Mm-hmm. They hypnotized me and a whole bunch of other people. And they you get pulled over by a cop and what do you say to get out of the ticket? And that's what I did. Bee, bee, bee. And then everybody was like, oh, you were doing Tommy Boy. And at the time, I had definitely not seen that movie.
Ooh,
and I was
weird.
Like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I definitely know that I was, putting on a little bit of a show.
But
there. Wait
a minute. You were hypnotized at that moment?
Yes.
And they said, what do you do if a cop comes to the car?
Yeah. How do you get out of a
what
ticket?
What did other people do? Show their tits or something?
I can't. I think so. I think that was like what they were probably
right.
going for.
Right. You
the
can't
women.
Even be, even when you're hypnotized, it doesn't occur
right.
to you.
Right. I'm like, bees. Yeah, that's on brand.
Although, at least you're using the damsel in distress routine, which is what I encouraged earlier.
Ah, yes, yes.
Like, how that,
I mean, you know, yeah.
Oh my God.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it works every time.
I should use it more.
Yes, because if I'm not going to make the same amount of money as men do, then I'm going to use the good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm probably single-handedly holding up the glass ceiling with those routines. But you know what? Whatever works.
Hey, you know what? I feel like it's more like if you can't beat them, join them. Or like something about like working the system.
Yeah.
Or like don't work harder, work smarter or something like that. Or playing to the audience.
Well, and I am
all
in distress. I'm always in distress. So it works. It's not even a lie.
Yeah, that is true. Not for you, but just for like, me, people in like tech. Really, I am always in distress.
Yeah, so.
And then I really do want help. It's like one of those like, do you want help? No, I'm fine. And really, I should just be like, yes, help me.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, so yes, that's the horrible thing about Australia and
horrible.
Why we definitely shouldn't go there. But the one thing that I'll add to that is the person who was being interviewed about huntsman spiders said that in 14 years of studying the Aussie huntsman spider, they've handled thousands of individual spiders and only have been bitten 11 times and said and mostly in cases where they deserved it.
All right. There's justice then.
Thousands of that's like, yeah, that makes me feel better that this spider is not. But like, I'm not about, we don't need to have like that as a pet in.
Well, and I bet
living, chilling.
They don't want to live
it.
In your house. Mm-hmm. They, you know.
Oh my God. What kind of nest? What kind of. Well, maybe they do though.
Well,
because they eat cockroaches.
Oh, so you think he likes it in there?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like. I don't know. Also, where did this guy live and where you got cockroaches running around? You got other problems.
You know that? No, because that. I remember when I was in Australia, they, like, a lot of the houses,
you went there!
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is your road rules. Susie, tell me everything.
Well, just that a lot of the houses, because it's so warm there, choose to do kind of like an open air scenario, and that does allow for a lot of cockroach activity. But it didn't feel scary or weird. like, it kind of felt like the houses were extensions of the outdoors. So
that's how it feels in Costa Rica.
Yes.
And my mom's.
Yeah.
It was like there are rooms where, and we would sleep out. Like I said, in Costa Rica, I would sleep outside on a hammock.
Yeah. Don't remind me.
And you'd just be like, whatevs. I don't even care.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I don't think it's because it, here, if you have cockroaches, you probably have a sanitation problem. But I think, you know, in warmer climates, it's just the way it is. It's like spiders.
It's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, we'll like not we'll, allow yeah, it.
We won't judge you for that, but I will judge you for keeping that giant ass spider in your house.
Yeah. I'm more, that's the part that like, yeah, I know those exist, but just don't keep like wild. I think like the idea of trapping a wild animal and being, I did, however, have a grasshopper that lived in my house for like a week, but he was free to go, come and go as he pleased.
You
I just put out lettuce.
Imprisoning him.
I wasn't. He could do whatever he wanted.
I have a fear of grasshoppers.
I know this about you.
Yes,
why?
You do.
One hopped on. Where were we? Where something hopped on your? Oh no, that was me and Ren. We were camping, and then I told you about it, and then you were like, "Oh my god, that's terrifying."
Anything that can jump. It freaks me out because you don't know which way they're going to go, and they might jump on you.
So if we were ever on a challenge or doing Fear Factor, scurriers and hoppers would be
doomed.
Worst nightmare. We're really doomed.
We're pathetic.
Totally
we're scared
pathetic.
Of everything.
Scurrious? I'm definitely scared of that shit. Okay, so that is a country where you don't want to go, but I have a story about a country where they're doing something good.
Okay.
And this is one where we definitely need to adopt this. I'm super into it.
Okay.
So France just came out. They became the first country to label electronics with a repairability tag.
Okay. What is that?
It feels like, you know, even when I was little, there wasn't anything in the house that broke that didn't go to a repair shop.
Yep.
Our sewing machine, our lawnmower, our, you know, like, whatever, vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, there was somebody who came and repaired it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's the, like, handy man kind of, or person, like, that kind of like DIY thing that we're just not doing anymore.
Yeah.
Or if it's the products and most likely this that are being designed to have like a shortened lifespan and to be designed in a way like, okay, perfect example. I had a 1991 Jeep Grand Wagoneer.
I'm so
which
jealous.
Is the kind that Suze, I'm getting one of these back.
Yeah. Cause they're badass. This,
they're, well, I wish I never, but I needed, I couldn't keep this car forever. I'm like so mad that I had that and then got rid of it and it barely even ran. But so when you opened up the hood,
right,
I still like, oh, it's so beautiful. I opened up, when you would open up the hood, you could see the whole engine bay. You could do any repairs. I changed the air filters. I replaced
That's
hoses
great.
By myself. I could do whatever because it was all there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
I can barely tell you where the battery is on that thing because you lift it up and everything's under a plastic seal.
Mm-hmm.
It is designed so you need like tools to open it. It's like made it more difficult for anybody to do any kind of work.
Well, because they probably want you to take it into the dealership to get repaired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the European Commission is granting customers that people voted on what they are calling the right to repair, making repairs more appealing, systematic, and cost efficient.
I love it.
I love it too. And now companies are going to have to provide guarantees for replaced parts and things like that you could be able to replace to, you know, like, duh.
Yeah.
Would you be, I feel like you and your family would definitely fall into the family of it's getting repaired before it's tossed.
I'm really like, into that. Just, it makes me so happy when I can.
Yes.
I just picked up my shoes from, we call them the cobbler, but you know, the shoe repair place. because you can resole shoes. You can get them re-threaded.
Yes.
Like Fry Boots, I had them re-threaded the actual stitching. And they're good as new.
Oh, my God. I borrowed your heels once.
Yeah.
And then was like, oh, I think these might be a little worn down. and replaced. You know, I was like, thanks so much. And
I
feel like it was a good trade off for letting me borrow them.
Yes.
Those were so cute.
Love that. And I posted on Instagram a while ago about cleaning, how I love to watch things being cleaned. We talked about that on the show.
Yes.
And they all encouraged me to follow this account on Instagram called Go Clean Co. And she's she owns a cleaning company, but she does these really satisfying videos of like cleaning the client's house and then how she did it and techniques and stuff.
Do I follow her already? Because I follow a woman who does this. Let me see.
Go
Clean
Co.
Go Clean.
And she was talking about her washing machine and how when she went to buy one, she chose the oldest possible model she could find because companies now are making washing machines so that you basically have to replace them every few years. And back in the day, it was like, my mom had her washer for 30 years before she had to
replace
it. Forever.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't like it, how they're purposefully doing that. And I get it, business model, but it's so bad for the planet.
Terrible. I bought one of the other things that they had in this that is super important because it totally is what I'm going to complain about right now. They are making it, what do they call it? Basically all the cords are the same.
Who?
Like the companies. They're making it a law. The government is making it a
law.
Uniformity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, it is something like that.
Okay.
There's a name for it. I can't remember what it is, but they said that it has to be, a common charge system.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Don't do this.
They
like,
all do it.
You know, fuck you, GoPro. I got to buy a separate thing for that
you,
to
GoPro.
Charge that. Unless you want to sponsor me, in which case.
We love
GoPro. Hell yeah.
I love
we
GoPro,
love you.
But yeah.
I do too. But I really want them to do, you know, give me that.
What does it say on the repairability tag? Like, what's the information provided? Or does it just say, like, you can repair this?
Ooh, I do not know. They're rolling out starting January 21st. January 20. Nope. I said that wrong because I'm totally reading numbers wrong. January 2021.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love initiatives like this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'm really, really excited about that. It said that there was a survey that went out that said 77% of EU citizens would rather repair their device than replace them, and 79% thought manufacturers should be legally obligated to facilitate the repair of digital devices or replacements of their individual parts.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you watch show on Netflix called The Repair Shop? Have you heard of it?
Oh, it looks beautiful.
It's so cute.
I knew you would like that show.
Well, it does check a lot of boxes because it's British. It's soothing, just like baking show.
Yes.
And they restore heirlooms and special things people have that they want to be good as new again, or at least, you know, presentable. And it's sort of what you're saying, because a lot of things now, there aren't really heirlooms to pass down because everything's like disposable.
Yep.
Which saddens me.
I was even thinking about that with my Christmas stuff, you know?
Yes.
I in my head had it that like I had a ton of Christmas stuff. I don't, because things, and then I opened up, you know, the box and one not good packing job, I had a broken Santa, but it was like you can only do so much
It's such
disposal.
A bummer.
I just wish that, they could be held on to. I feel like now more than ever, everything is made to be disposable. And I'm just really glad that France and could like.
Yeah. I hope some of that starts to get undone.
Start to just kind of like. Yep.
That's encouraging.
Yeah. What was I going to complain about, but something that, you got it. It was the cords thing, probably. I'm so glad that they made that universal. Yes.
What do you think? Should we wind it down?
Oh, my God.
Or do you
wind
have
it
another
down?
Story?
Oh, I'll have to save it for next time.
It's up to you.
Yes. I'll do this one because this one's a quick one. This is a quick little happy one. And then leave you on like kind of a funny note too.
Okay.
I read a really exciting update in the world of medicine. Blind mice have been cured of glaucoma and damaged eyes.
Wow.
So they make what they call epigenetic changes. So like changes to their genes. And they were able to reprogram the genes to cure eye issues
That's
that were like
great
degenerative.
News.
Susie.
Yeah.
That is fantastic news.
Yeah.
I read three articles about this. And in three articles, no one made a blind mice joke, three blind mice joke.
That's the first thing I thought of when you said blind
Very
mice.
Very first thing. I was like, I'm not even going to read you the title. Like, you can't even read that title without, like,
Maybe
three blind
do you think
mice.
They thought it was
now
in
they
taste.
Can see. Well, I was thinking that. I was like, okay, maybe in the first article that I looked at, which is like science-y,
yeah,
and it's called worldatlarge.news, and it's like Boulder Elegant it's Journalism. Yeah, they're probably going to not do that. But then goodnewsnetwork.com.
That hurts.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's just lazy. You're
that's just lazy.
I don't know. I feel like you're not doing the obvious. I needed
and it's
a
insulting.
Joke. I like scanned it. It's insulting.
The first
that's
thing
it. Not,
you
it's
think
not,
when
like,
someone says blind mice is that
right.
there are
and
three
tell
of
me
them.
You're not picturing those. Yes. Right? I mean, and I read the whole thing thinking that maybe the last line they would do
you were
something
just
clever.
Crossing your fingers.
I really was. I was like, I know this is so exciting. This is so exciting in science. Give me the three blind mice joke. Nothing.
No whammy, no whammy.
No whammy. So they said that it is like you can kind of think of the technology or how they not really technology, but the science behind it. They think of it as like a CD. That our genes have all of that information on it. And then as we age and as that gene is damaged in a way or like it starts scratching the CD and it becomes unreadable. So the information on that CD can't be read anymore.
Yeah.
So by making these genetic changes, it starts to stimulate it starts to almost like undo the scratches and like buff out the scratches so that the information underneath it's like the body can read it as younger eyes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think it's really cool. It's really promising. And especially for somebody like myself who has a genetic predisposition to macular degeneration, that's the one thing my grandma lost in her old age.
And it
her
does
eyesight.
Affect your quality of life, yeah.
For sure. So I thought that was exciting, but also a little bit of a letdown that I didn't get a three blind mice joke.
Well, and I was reading this article about the vaccine, and it was talking about the older population in nursing homes and how half of them have either Alzheimer's or dementia. You know, or they don't have the cognitive abilities to consent in the normal way.
Yeah.
And so I was just thinking how tragic that is that half of the people in nursing homes are experiencing that. And I just hope that we can make some progress in those fields. Because when you hear stuff like this, you think, okay, maybe that's in the future then.
And you know what? There is a connection because the aging of a gene, and this is going to be a very like rudimentary explanation of it. So I apologize in advance to all my, you know, geneticists out there who are like,
well, we're not that kind of doctor.
Right. Not that kind of, right. So it's, oh my God. And now how was I even going to explain this? My brain just took like a left turn. We're talking about.
Well, I was saying hopefully they'll cure.
Yes. So it's linked to the proteins in the brain. And
yeah.
So like as you age, there are these proteins that are created. And we also see those same proteins, not the same ones, but, you know, these proteins in Alzheimer's and in dementia.
Yeah.
So if you can find something that that tells that gene to stop producing those proteins in what do they call it? Like demyelination or something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but you can do that. It's like kind of scrubbing it off. And I feel like we've talked about that before, about how, didn't we see something about like alcohol or like a glass of wine or something? It like scrubs it off, almost like brushing the teeth of, like it scrubs off the
plaque
stuff, the plaque or whatever. And I kind of think of that as the same as like taking off the scratches on the CD.
Yeah.
So maybe it's connected. I hope so. I got a friend who is into nervous system. They've done such
a good job of increasing our longevity, but sometimes the quality of life doesn't match the length of life. And so I'm hopeful for that.
Right, right. Like keeping the body alive.
Yeah, but, and then you can enjoy your old age rather than just endure it.
Oh my God! No. Yes, that sounds painful. Endure old age.
Yes.
Let's wind it down, man.
All right, winding it down. We're pissed at the op-ed journalist person, and Dr. Jill Biden is a badass. So good for her.
The most badass. We're very happy with France and their decision to start, you know, encouraging people to, or encouraging companies to make things more reusable. Yay, that's good news for the future.
Well, and we're
not so great in Australia and spiders.
Yeah, but we're glad we got closure on the treasure hunt story. Oh, that was cool.
That was lovely. I just like it. And we're going to, like, keep our fingers crossed that he's not a perf.
And let's all celebrate the fact that Sarah's mask gives her superpowers. I was really excited about that.
Oh, yes. I was like, does it? Oh, right. Yes, it absolutely does.
To kick
men's
ass. It gives
me the power to speak up.
Yeah, and stop being polite.
And stop being polite. Yes.
But, yeah, it was really fun being with you here today, Sarah.
It was so fun being with you. Oh, I want to tell people that I only have a few of the Patreon limited edition pins left.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how cool it would be if you were like out in the world and you had like your pin on your backpack and you saw somebody else who had the same pin on their backpack. It would be like,
oh my God. That would be adorable.
Right? And there are only a few left. So join now. It is the time. And, you know, like maybe I like throw in a, you know, extra little thing or two here or there because I just like to put random things in like random envelopes sometimes.
Well, I'm doing tons of giveaways too on our Q&As. And
yes,
all of that's at patreon.com/braincandy. So join us for all of our reality TV content there. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys, if you're enjoying this podcast, try giving my podcast, Miraculous Mamas, a listen. Miraculous Mamas is a safe and inclusive place for you to find a huge amount of educational and relatable information about childbirth and parenting with absolutely everything in between. Each week, we discuss important topics, share great resources, hear from experts, and listen to birth stories. All in an effort to bring you reassuring and informative experiences so that you know that you are not alone. That's all on Miraculous Mamas podcast. Look for the podcast link in the show notes or simply search for Miraculous Mamas on your podcast app.